Patty, more chaos in Haiti as outraged rebel police officers paralyzed Port-au-Prince yesterday, roaring through the streets on motorcycles and firing guns into the air to protest a slew of killings of police officers carried out by Haitian gangs who continue to grow their power in the country following the assassination of their president in 2021. Their prime minister and interim leader is now asking the UN for military intervention. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, Professor Harley Shaken, Latin American expert with UC Berkeley. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Nice to be here.
How did we get to this point in Haiti?
Oh, this is a horrible situation. Haiti has been in bad shape for many years, but after the assassination 18 months ago of the president, it has spiraled wildly out of control, with the Haitian people paying exorbitant prices in terms of death, sexual abuse, torture, and complete chaos in the economy.
So it seems to be that the breaking point came with police, right? The gangs murdered some police officers, and then police officers went on a rampage. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, that's exactly what's happened. In the last week, 10 police officers have been murdered. The last 2 weeks, 15. Since the assassination of the president 18 months ago, 78 have been murdered. So we've seen an uproar of a police group called Phantom 509, and they're in the streets, they're armed, and they've been shooting and in other ways disrupting everything. Their issue is they want the gangs brought under control. The current president was never elected. He was appointed. He has little confidence and a poor reputation. He has been implicated in the assassination of the previous president. So that all of that is in the mix. The UN has authorized a force to go to Haiti. The problem is neither the U.S., Canada, Brazil, or several leading countries have been willing to lead it.
That's just amazing. It sounds as if Haiti is collapsing. Why would there be resistance to help out?
The UN has a poor reputation for some of the interventions in the past. So these countries, including us, don't want to get involved. The U.S. wants the Canadians to do it. The Canadians are willing, but they want to see what the circumstances are going to be. Meanwhile, more people are dying in Haiti. And the UN Special Envoy for Haiti told the Security Council yesterday that 5 million Haitians face acute hunger right now. That's almost half the population. So it is a desperate situation, and no one is suffering more than children in Haiti. But the key players are all discussing it, and that we see a conflagration going on while the discussions are taking place.
So what is it going to take to get the U.S. and Canada involved in this?
The situation continues to deteriorate. It's unclear. The rhetoric has been good, but neither is willing to do it. So the issue is who will step up to the plate. It's hard to see where this goes absent outside intervention. Some of the leading human rights groups in Haiti are opposed to this intervention because they're fearful it will prop up the current president. But I think what's key to it is outside intervention that ensures, particularly civil society in Haiti, that the purpose is not to prop up the president, but to stabilize Haiti and to have free elections as soon as that's possible.
Very important insight, Professor. Thank you so much for your time. Professor Harley Shaken, Latin American expert with UC Berkeley.